What is going on? Welcome to the whole effing show review. I am your host, and today we are going to be reviewing one episode of a certain pro wrestling company. Now, because there's so much pro wrestling on every single day of the week, I have decided to start a brand new series, the whole effing show review, where I select one show per week to watch and review and post to the podcast channel. And today I chose NXT, and boy am I glad, because this was the best episode of NXT of the year. So let's talk about it from the start. So at the very top, we had the triple threat match to determine the number one contender for Karrion Kross's NXT championship. It consisted of Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne, and Johnny Gargano. I list those three names, and I'm sure you can already come up with the fact that those are three of NXT's best wrestlers in a match together. They were given about 15-20 minutes. And they burned it down. Before the ending, I actually was going to say that was match of the year. It was that good. And maybe I'm being a little hyperbolic, but I don't care. It's still fresh on my mind. So maybe when I re-listen to this episode a week from now, I'll call myself a silly child. But at this point, it was match of the year. And then it hit a whole nother gear. So Kyle O'Reilly and Pete Dunne and Johnny Gargano are sitting on the outside when all of a sudden, outside of frame, Adam Cole pops up, chair shot to Kyle O'Reilly, chair shot to Pete Dunne, chair shot to Johnny Gargano. Then there's a super kick, there's a brain buster, there's a last shot. He gets in the ring and hits Johnny with Gargano with the last shot, then goes to the outside of the ring. And actually, he doesn't go to the outside of the ring. William Regal and security come out to sort of bring him out of the ring and bring him to the back. And as he's going to the back, he decides, hey, just one last thing. And he super kicks Johnny Gargano. Not Johnny Gargano, my apologies. He super kicks Kyle O'Reilly right in his face. And I got to tell you, I popped really hard when I saw Adam Cole was back. Because this is a whole nother episode, but Adam Cole is the best wrestler in the world right now. There's no changing my mind. I mean, dude's on fire. So he comes out and he interrupts what was, to that point, one of the best matches I had seen all year. And that's the end of the segment. Adam Cole's being dragged out by security while William Regal's yelling at him. And as he's being dragged out, Ember Moon is running out to the ring. So the triple threat ended in a no contest, which I thought was silly because there's no disqualification in triple threat. And that's kind of why it's not like one of the best matches I've ever seen. It was a dumb finish. Other than the Adam Cole part, the Adam Cole part was amazing, but the no finish part totally sucked. But Ember Moon runs out. She calls out Raquel Gonzalez. Raquel Gonzalez comes out. They have a little bit of a brawl. William Regal, just having the worst Tuesday ever, comes running out. He has to separate those two with more security. And so they stay separated. Raquel Gonzalez goes to the back. That match is made. Ember Moon versus Raquel Gonzalez at NXT TakeOver In Your House 2021. After that, there was the LA Knight Jake Atlas match. Yeah, that sounds about right. It was the Jake Atlas versus LA Knight match. Basically, LA Knight is trying to inherit the Million Dollar Man's legacy, get the rub, I guess. And so he fights Jake Atlas, and he's gloating a lot throughout the match. He's being super cocky. He's being super, haha, I'm better than you, and he's trying to get a reaction from the fans. And eventually Ted DiBiase comes out, and so now LA Knight ramps up the showboating to impress Ted DiBiase. And then Cameron Grimes comes out, and he's having a chat with Ted DiBiase, and LA Knight gets jealous, he gets distracted, and that gives Jake Atlas the edge to get the win. And the match was pretty good. I think that the star of Jake Atlas is beginning to shine a bit. Now, I'm not super high on Jake Atlas. I don't think he's a future NXT champion or anything. I mean, he could be a future NXT champion, but I personally don't think he is. But I think his star shined a little bit today. He had a good match. He has very NXT casual moveset, but I don't know. He's got a look about him. He's got it, I think. He's got it. That led into the... Oh, goodness. Oh, it was a parking lot promo with Drake Maverick and Ever-Rise, and they're having a conversation. Out comes Hit Row, which I don't think I've had a chance to talk about Hit Row. So it's Isaiah Swerve Scott. I'm not familiar with everybody's name is, but there's a really tall girl. And then there's another guy. And then there's the big dude from the A&E treasure hunting series. It's really funny to see him, by the way, because the first time I ever saw him, he's this funny, goofy, big dude looking for WWE treasures, and now all of a sudden he's like a super serious look. I'm gonna beat you up, dog. Like, he's like serious heel, and I'm like, all right, well, I mean, it's kind of funny. But they got into a little vocal sparring match. I wasn't really much. I mean, Swerve had a little stare down with Killian Dane, so maybe that's a match to come. But yeah, so that happens, and then you see a backstage interview with Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae. Or is it? No, okay, no. The Adam Cole promo comes next. I can't believe I forgot about this. So I remember I said Adam Cole cut the promo of the year when he talked to Kyle O'Reilly over the contract signing. And he does it again. Adam Cole comes out, and he says he's the face of NXT, and he demands his title shot, and that he just took out three best NXT stars, so doesn't that mean he gets a shot? And basically just talking his talk, and out comes Karrion Kross. And they have a vocal training session where Adam Cole completely eviscerates Karrion Kross, saying NXT did everything they could to make him feel special. He's not at Adam Cole's level. Everybody, I think this might be the first time Adam Cole's ever said, anybody on WWE television has ever said pro wrestling. But anybody who watches pro wrestling knows that he's better than Karrion Kross, and that he's special. He's basically, his title reign is on borrowed time. And yeah, it was a great promo. Karrion Kross kind of held his own a little bit. I kind of got destroyed. I'm not going to be too rude, but yeah, he kind of got destroyed. But basically, yeah, Adam Cole destroys Karrion Kross in a promo. Then he tears everything off the announcement table, stands on top of it. I'm the best in NXT, rada, rada, rada. Karrion Kross talks about he wants everybody in the match. I thought he was going to ask for a singles match with Adam Cole. He wants everybody in the match. So an NXT TakeOver In Your House, it's a fatal five-way for the NXT title. Karrion Kross, Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne, Johnny Gargano, and Adam Cole. I always forget Johnny Gargano's name. I'm not sure why. But those five guys are going to be fighting for the NXT Championship. What a brilliant move, honestly. What a brilliant move. I think that that match is going to be money. Karrion Kross has not been the best wrestler since he's gotten to NXT. And I think that these four guys can get, you know, a potential, well, in my mind, Wrestling Observer star rating is whack. In my mind, he could get a good 4.5-star match out of a 5-star match. But after that promo, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell are backstage. Indy Hartwell's sad because she broke Dexter Lumis' heart or whatever. I don't really care. Then there's a match with The Way, Candice LeRae, and Indy Hartwell going up against, shoot, so, two nobodies, basically. No, nobody important. They beat them in like 4 minutes. It's not close. And then there's the Kushida Open Challenge. And this, by the way, is not the structure of the show. There was a lot. There's a lot I'm throwing around here. But, there's the Kushida Open Challenge, and it's answered by a guy named Carmelo Hayes. I'm not familiar with him. I don't do a lot of indie surfing anymore like I, you know, used to. I used to look at the indies a lot. Now I don't really as much. So I'm not sure who Carmelo Hayes is, but from this debut in his opening package, he seems like my kind of guy. Considering himself the generational talent, a NXT first round pick, he calls himself very much like the NFL and the NBA, which if you don't know, I'm a very big fan of the NFL, not much NBA. But he considers himself generational talent. And then he comes out, he has his debut match with Kushida. It was a little patchy at times, at little sections of the match. But overall, I think he's great. He's a big cruiserweight. He looks bigger than a cruiserweight. Maybe I need to see him standing next to somebody. But he looks bigger than 195, which is what they list him at. He looks good. I think that couple months in the NXT system, he could be great. Because NXT just, they just have a way of just fixing dudes. And then there was the main event. It was MSK versus Legado del Fantasma. And what a match, honestly. MSK is one of the best tag teams in the world right now, and that's not an over-exaggeration. That is not hyperbole. What they do is ridiculous. They have that chemistry that not a lot of teams have. I get a dream match I want to see is the Young Bucks versus MSK. That would be dynamite, I think. And maybe it's already happened and I just haven't seen it. I gotta go look it up. But yeah, no, they are dynamite right now. And Legado del Fantasma definitely hold their own. I didn't know Raul Mendoza had broken his nose. I kind of feel bad. But yeah, they had a pretty good match. There was a distraction for the Grizzled Young Vets, but they were immediately snuffed out by Ciampa and Thatcher. And basically, MSK retains their championships. What an episode of NXT, honestly. It was an amazing episode of NXT. Not quite the go-home show for In Your House. That's next week. But my goodness, it may as well have been go-home show. That was an excellent episode of NXT. Definitely the best of the year so far. So, yeah, that was it. That was the whole effing show review NXT TakeOver for June 1st, 2021. If you're listening to this on Spotify, please leave a review. The YouTube channel is coming. Don't doubt me. Thank you very much. This is your host signing off.